A good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We have spent the last several weeks going through Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. It is loaded with insight into God our Father and His promises and His control. It is written not to the world, but to the church and to the faithful, that is, the ones trusting God. Today, we have a message. It was an annual message delivered by my pastor, because in this Christian journey, there are times when we need to be lifted up. It is important for us to have knowledge and understand this wonderful psalm. I think it's particularly important to those of us in the United States as we see an attempt to cancel our history. Even on our money, it's printed in Latin, the Latin translation being a new order of ages. What was new? For time and memoriam, the rule was the king is law. And in this new order of ages, the law became king. That is the Constitution of the United States. This government was not even allowed to be formed until it agreed to the Bill of Rights. Now, today's lesson is not on the Constitution, but the Constitution is being assaulted. God's people are being assaulted. I'm just reminded and would remind those who think they have the right to cancel this most wonderful document, the beginning of our history, the beginning of a new order of ages. We can learn something from a lot of things, folks. One thing we can learn is from a deck of cards. The ace, not the king, is the highest card in the deck. And regardless of who is king, that is, if the king is law, or even if the law is king, there is one above the king, and that is God. And in that understanding, our God says, opening Psalm 37, fret not thyself. He says, in the 7th verse. Fret not thyself. In the 8th verse, he says, fret not thyself. Don't fret. Oh, well, God, you don't know what's going on here in this country. You don't know, God, what's going on in my life. I got troubles. I got health problems, God's name, Jehovah Rapha. I got money problems, God. Jehovah Jireh is his name. Lord, I find no peace. Jehovah Shalom is his name. God, who is above the king, says, fret not thyself. Let's read the whole first verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity. Don't worry about some expression of power they seem to think they have. Why? For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Now, David said this 3,000 years ago, and yet the word says, for they shall soon be cut down. Well, that's God's word. We have the hope, because God said it, that they shall soon be cut down. So, in this psalm, God gives us 4 things to do to remove fretting from our lives. First, it says, trust in the Lord. And do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and truly thou shalt be fed. That's one, trust in the Lord. Number 2, verse 4. Delight thyself in the Lord also, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. When we make God our delight, the word delight in the Hebrew also denotes pliability. As clay in the potter's hand. That's a message for another time, but I hope that the picture comes through. We are in good hands. We are in God's hands. Let us be pliable in the Lord. Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. This word commit comes out of the old camel trains of the Middle East, wherein the merchant would take and roll the burden on his back off to the camel's back. We taught a few weeks ago of cast thy cares upon the Lord, for your care is his constant concern. Roll it off to God. What is causing you to fret? Roll it off to God. He is able. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, And King James ends that verse by saying, "And he shall bring it to pass." A better translation is, "The Lord knows," or "The Lord worketh." He's working. He's in control. He is the ace, higher than the king. "And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday." Day's coming, folks. He's sure not talking about the righteousness of our flesh. Seventh verse, this is the fourth thing. It says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." Let's put flesh and blood on this, folks. Rest in the Lord. Be silent. Rest. All you who, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it memorized, who are burdened and heavy laden, let him come unto me, and I will give him rest, Jesus said. It says, "And wait patiently." No, the word is enduringly. This is an endurance test. Every day. It's not a one-time thing. Daily. Rest in the Lord. And wait. That is, look with expectancy and enduringly. It says, "Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath." You've committed it to God. Let him handle it. "Fret not thyself in any way to do evil." Listen, "for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while," wait for it, "and the wicked shall," well, and the King James says, "for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be." The literal is, "for yet a little while, and the wicked not." Yea, "you shall diligently consider his place, and it not." Whoo! "But the meek," that is those who are being controlled and in the purest context, those in whom God holds the reins and who respond to the Master's touch. "The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace," shalom, wholeness, wellness, even prosperity. it sink in. Every epistle of Paul says, grace and peace. We are set together again with God through Jesus Christ. The wicked plotteth or practice against the just. Tzedek, the word is righteous, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Oh, dear ones of God, understand that the righteousness or justness being spoken of in this verse is that which God, for faith, gives us. It is the power of God unto salvation. That is, in it, that is the gospel, God gives us his righteousness. The wicked gnasheth upon him with his teeth. They plan, they plotteth, they plan against the righteous. What's the response? The Lord shall laugh at him. For he sees his day is coming. Whew! The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay such as be of an upright conversation or an upright habit. Those who are in Jesus, those who are acting on God's promises. God's describing a context here, folks. It was as true in the day of David as it is today. What's that response? Their sword shall enter into their own heart. And their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. I'm reminded of that wonderful verse in the first chapter of Hebrews, which is speaking of Jesus, who upholdeth all things by the power of his word. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever, into eternity. This is not our home. We're called by God before the foundations of the world for himself in Jesus Christ to an eternal inheritance. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. God constantly, and his word is our hope. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Read Isaiah 3, a promise of God to his people. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume away in the smoke. They shall consume away. 22nd verse. For blessed of him that is of God shall inherit the earth, and cursed of him shall be cut off. Wait. Rest in the Lord and wait enduringly. The 23rd verse says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. This word, good, is in italics, but it is speaking, folks, of the committed ones, and it says, the steps of a man, a committed man, are ordered or established by the Lord, and he predestinated us to spend eternity with him. This doesn't say every step we take was predestined of God, but God, who is the eternal reconstructionist, is going to make it turn out his way. Listen. Are ordered of the Lord, or established by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. God delights in his way. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of him. Though he fall. Now, it's speaking of the one committed to God, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Don't let some shortfallen condition that you might find yourself in, don't let the devil get the better of you with condemnation, with accusation. Though he stumble, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Again, Jesus upholdeth all things by the power of his word. I've been young, and now I'm old. I can say this along with David. And yet, have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread? Thank you, Lord. He, God, is ever merciful. Speaking of the righteous, that is, those who have that righteous, that gift of God, he is ever merciful and lendeth. And his seed is blessed. God says, depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. Yeah, but Don, I'm no saint. Yes, if God has graced you with the understanding that he chose you for himself, He promised He would never leave us or forsake us. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Hallelujah! The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, speaketh Jesus, and his tongue talketh of judgment, that which was due us. Jesus took upon himself the law, the word of his God is in his heart, and none of his goings shall slide. Even if they do, the Lord upholdeth. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeks to slay them. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. That which was due us was laid upon Jesus. God treated his son as we deserve to be treated in order that he might treat us as his son deserved to be treated. That's why the psalmist can say the Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord. Keep his way. Keep his word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The promise of God. And God shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. You'll see it. Oh, am I looking forward to that day. I've seen the wicked in great power. In great power. And spreading himself like a green bay tree, man, they just spread all over the place. Yet, hallelujah, he passed away, and lo, he not. Yea, I sought him, but could not be found. Mark, the perfect man, look at Jesus, the only perfect man. And behold, the upright, the real righteous man, God, Jesus, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Not of you, not of me, but of the Lord. And he is their strength in time of trouble. Yea, Lord, our strength. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. I just want to give you one story and it's going to be a short one, out of Daniel, which there's a marginal reference to this 40th verse of Psalm 37. When Daniel was cast into the lion's den, and no harm came to him, in the 6th chapter, Daniel says in the 22nd verse, "My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me." That was by God. "And also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because, King James says, because he believed in his God. Because he amened in his God. Because he had no doubt in his God. It says he will help them and will deliver them and will deliver them from the wicked and save them. This is the name of Jesus, Son of God, Jesus, God our helper, Christ and deliverer. Let us trust in the Lord and delight in him, and commit our way unto him, and rest and wait enduringly. And God knows and will bring it to pass. And that's the God School for today.